The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another happy hour where it's not a and wine this time around because I'm trying to make it a little more happier. It's more of a confessional, we'll say, for this happy hour. But before we start, just FYI, we're not being sponsored by anything we mention. If we do mention any products at this time, that could change. We all know that. And if you are doing the actual happy hour as if we were together in a happy hour, just getting chilling, be responsible. You know, do you, but in a adult fashion, in a way that is responsible. Annie, are you sipping on anything?
Mm-hmm. I made margarita.
Ooh.
Yes. I'm trying to... Oof. I mean, I know I've been complaining about it for a while, but my refrigerator situation is real bad. So I'm trying to clear out space. And I still have some of that mezcal that you
gave
me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to...
So you're using that up real good?
I mean, I still got quite a bit left, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. You should do you. And if that's a part of you're doing, which is getting rid of everything, who do you?
It's bad. It's really bad.
So we went out last night. We have this thing where quarterly we get together, celebrate what we've been doing with Sminty, and eat oysters because I love oysters. Like so much oysters. So we went out last night and celebrated what we were doing, talking about the things we want to do for the future and eating good oysters. And that involved two adult beverages. And for me, that was too much. My head was hurting. So today I am keeping it with my water, bubbly water with some strawberry flavor because my pineapple flavor is gone.
Oh,
apparently
no.
It's only available in Canada and I can't order it. So Canadian friends, send me some. I'm just kidding. But it's I thought that was so weird to me. I was like, why is this not available in the U.S.? I don't understand. I'm very sad. But anyway, but that's how I'm keeping it today because I still have a small headache because, yes, over 40 means feeling like you have a hangover when you shouldn't be having a hangover. Anyway. There's a wine bit, you know, but today I kind of wanted to explore the fact that there are comfort meals. And for comfort meals, what does that mean? So today is March 28th, 2024, right before Easter. So if you, yeah, surprise, surprise.
Well, it's funny because one of the reasons my refrigerator is so full is I have this meal I make on Easter, but I totally forgot that it's this weekend. Yep. It's good. And I need to use it.
That is why we have these moments together. So one of the things that I think is interesting, because I am a transracial adoptee, I am very Asian, but grew up in a very Southern household. And As much as I have been exploring into Korean food and getting kind of back to my roots and things that I do remember and don't remember, like I will always have Southern food as my comfort food. Like my sister has the best chicken and dumpling recipes that I use, and I love that. And apparently my partner, who grew up in North Georgia as well for a little while, has said that he had never eaten it before, which I'm very, very confused by. And he compared it to matzo ball soup. I'm like, how in the world did you eat matzo ball soup in Gainesville, Georgia, but not have chicken and dumplings? I'm very confused, thoroughly confused. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but things like that food and kind of that growing up as an adult. Of course, there's a couple of conversations we've had recently in that we are adults, but our life is nothing like our parents. And I know we've talked about this previously, especially like our moms putting up a whole different level of standards and cleanliness and housekeeping. And we're like, yeah, we don't do that. As well as the fact that, yeah, I just figured out recently that one of my dad's hobbies, which I had no idea about because all I knew growing up was him working, being tired, coming home to eat, and doing house projects. Like, he rarely had time to play games with us. We never had family board game nights. None of that happened in our house. My brother and I would sometimes play together, but then we would erupt into a fight, and then we could not play together. Like, that's kind of how that went down. So our house was a little different in that level. But I think our generation, when we had parents who are boomers, that was their life. Like, that whole working 9 to 5, but for him, his commute was an hour and a half. So it was like working from 6:37 till 7, if not later, and then coming home exhausted, and then doing the weekends as projects because he maintained the house, so we didn't have plumbers coming in that through, unless it was like a big emergency. Then, if not, he fixed it. He went to Home Depot, or he went to Lowe's or Ace Hardware, because that was what's available in our neighborhood, to fix things. But like all of these things growing up, realizing these minute details that I never noticed, and then growing up and being like, I'm nothing like this. Like, as much as like this was great, I'm nothing like this. And in that level of like growing up with different types of food, I was talking to you because when I was a nanny, the kids who were pretty well off, and as in fact, I think a couple of them are like doing their own trek to become celebrities themselves, loved ramen noodle, Top Ramen, with tons and tons of hot sauce. Like, they ate so much that it almost looked like they were challenging themselves and their siblings about who got the hottest version. Mm-hmm. And they loved eating that, and they loved eating Hamburger Helper, which is also what I grew up with. And I was fine in feeding them this. They're very active kids, so it wasn't like any health issues had arisen or we were concerned about that. As obsessed as the mom was about her features and her weight, she never really put that onto her kids. Of course, the kids learned just from watching her, but she was happy with them being fed. The grandmother, the mother of the mom, was a great cook, actually. She was amazing, but I think she was Filipino, part Filipino, but she did a lot of Asian dishes that the kids loved. So, like, I love that aspect, but seeing that was like, oh, this is like my childhood who lived in not so rich house, but those foods were comforting. And when I would eat it with the kids, because obviously if I made it for them, I would have to eat with them. It was delicious. And it's been a minute since I've had Hamburger Helper, Annie, but I sometimes crave that.
I do too.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. I know that during the pandemic, people were seeking out comforting foods. And one of the things my mom, like an easy thing she would make, was a hamburger helper chicken Alfredo. And I'm sure it had so much sodium and it was like calorically dense, but I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find it during the pandemic. And I was like, I just really want this comforting, simple, salty, delicious, carby thing that I remember from childhood. And I still can't find it. Oh, they might have discontinued it.
Yeah, this could be I'm wondering how different everything is, because, you know, we're definitely now at the age where things have changed. The tastes have changed. The recipe has changed all the different ways. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had hamburger helper, but one of the things that I would eat as a kid. So I, again, Southern home, my dad's parents actually had a small enough like farmland-ish, but they would grow things. So you would get homemade corn, cream corn, fried okra, deep fried okra in lard, like deep vegetable oil, like it was real fried. then green beans, especially string beans that they had made with at least like a ham hock, if not some other part of the meat, bacon fat, whatever, as well as cornbread and the skillet cornbread. Not the sweet one, though. It was always the cakey one, but had a good like brown crisp edges, as well as mac and cheese. Now the mac and cheese, I don't think I ever had homemade mac and cheese with my family. I think they always did box mac and cheese. Like I'm trying to remember, people who did make mac and cheese were the fancy people.
Yes.
Outside of that, they just went and bought the Velveeta cheese, and that's what we had as part of our meal. And growing up, my siblings and I would make what we would call a hodgepodge of these. So we would take all the veggies, put it together. So corn, green beans, okra, and the mac and cheese in a giant bowl, and then just crumble like cornbread into it and make it a giant mix. And we'd call it the hodgepodge meal. Mm-hmm. And I craved that as an adult all the time, to the point that I definitely have to do it at least two or three times a year, which is quite funny because my partner and I used to joke that he would make the Asian foods, who was white. He is very white. And I would make the country food, who was very Asian. Like, right. It was such a like split dichotomy. I was like, yeah, this is what I like. And like the feeling of like coming into, yeah, I literally made canned green beans, because I would love the homemade, but we don't have, like, we don't farm here. Like, we're in Decatur, so it's not accessible. All the things, we have had issues with trees in the house. And he wants to have all this garden, but I'm like, I'm not doing it because I killed basil. I'm very sad about this.
Oh, no.
I'm still traumatized recently. But like having canned green beans, there's this creamed corn that's frozen in a package you get in the freezer vegetable aisle. And that's like the best. I mean, it's the best I've had in a while, even compared to like, I've made homemade cream corn. It's an endeavor.
It is.
It's an endeavor, because I try to see if I can do it. And if I know I can do it, then I move on. I'm like, yeah, well, no, this is just as good. So I'm moving on. And then, like, I made a box of Annie's mac and cheese. Not Annie, our friend here, but the actual brand of mac and cheese. And I didn't have the cornbread. I forgot the cornbread. But I have been eating it to the point that I ate it kind of early morning as my early lunch today. Because I was like, yep, I want my hodgepodge meal. It makes, like, to me, I'm like, do other people eat like this? Because I've always grown up eating green beans and corn together. And I always thought that was normal. But I don't know, that might just be our family thing. But these types of food, they fill me in a way that I feel full and happy and content and just that memory of being, for a moment, home mm-hmm. in the good moments.
Yeah. I mean, food is powerful in that way. And that sounds delicious to me. We used to joke with my little brother. Because, you know, some people have the interesting thing with food. And by the way, listeners, if you have any meals like what we're talking about that like your family makes, but it seems no one else does, let us know. But my little brother, some people have that thing where they're like, my foods are separate. They will not be mixed.
Yeah, yeah.
And my little brother, we used to joke, would always make a pie. So whatever it was, he would just mix it. And he was happiest when it was mixed. And I'm over here like, my noodles must not touch my spaghetti.
Right. So. It's kind of what it was.
It's true. It's true. Because I did like some things mixed. So one of the things we did that was, I think it was my idea because I read it in a book. But it's called like a English nest or something. But it's mashed potatoes, green peas, and ham.
Yeah.
Mixed
together. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, but it sounds like the beginnings of shepherd's pie.
Yes. It's like a very low maintenance.
Yeah, which I never had until I went and worked a year in Oklahoma, and they loved that. I was like, what is this?
It's a very hearty meal.
It is a very hearty meal. I think it was because you could do it in bulk. And because I worked at a children's home, that's what they would make. And it was easy to get like the canned veggies, which I hate canned veggies, like to the point that I love the green beans. But like the mixed veggies with the peas and the carrots, hated that stuff. Hated it. And I still do to this day. I don't like green peas, though. I do not like peas. I do not like the mother. Stop making me try to eat them. She did. She tried so hard. I was like, I do not like no green peas.
Felt like you were talking to me for a second. I was like, whoa, I've never tried it.
Traumatized by that. But yeah, so that was a bulk thing that they had boxed mashed potatoes, put that on. And then they always got buffalo meat. Oklahoma, y'all. So it was very, very accessible. I hated it
so much,
but I had to eat it because I was with the kids. The kids can't be picky, so I can't be picky. And I was like, oh, but this is so disgusting. Don't get me wrong. I've had actually good shepherd's pie, and I get it. I'm like, oh, this is okay. This is legitimate. Like, okay, I see now. This is what it's supposed to be. And they did again. They did the best they could, like with the lump, the giant meals that you have to make. Because I've cooked for like larger groups of people, and you realize it takes a lot of effort in doing that. But it also made me think, because Easter is coming up, like the different traditions. Because I think. My parents will be doing sandwiches, but it's ham. Always involves ham. Did yours involve ham?
Yes. And I won't go on my science food stuff reason why that is. But yes, most, it does involve ham.
Mm-hmm. All that, deviled eggs, of course. We had boiled eggs on top of boiled eggs on top of boiled eggs, because that's what we do, dying Easter eggs. We had the country meal. I'm wondering, is that an all U.S. thing or is that just a Southern thing?
I think like the deviled eggs are specific, but eggs are pretty popular. Again, there's a historical reason for this.
Yes.
I think the ham is pretty popular. Lamb also. But there are variations for sure. My family did. It was like ham, deviled eggs. Those were like the main things.
Right.
And then some kind of like green beans or peas or something, like some kind of vegetable or something.
Yeah.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On-demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Yeah, I was looking to see what other countries would do. Mm-hmm. So this is from trytheworld.com, 11 incredible Easter meals from around the world. Apparently, Austria, Switzerland, and southern Germany have traditionally braided breads, either in the shape of a loaf or a wreath. I'm not going to try to say the word for the wreath. So
hot
that sounds interesting.
Buns, yeah.
Well, I did see a hot cross bun, and it goes to Great Britain, so the UK. And they have the sweet rolls, and that they are marked with a cross to symbolize Jesus's crucifixion. They also do the roast, Sunday roast, which I've never had a Sunday roast, which makes sense because I'm not from the UK, but I kind of want to, but I know that's a big ordeal. Yeah. And then they have the homemade chocolate Easter eggs, which, you know, the Cadbury eggs. We definitely have the Cadbury eggs here. The Philippines has a whole pig and paella and fresh fish. And I know fish is associated with a lot of Easter traditions as well.
That's why you can eat fish on Fridays during Lent.
Right.
Also, if you've never looked it up, lamb cakes. They are cakes that are made to look like lamb, and they're scary looking.
Scary.
A lot of times they look really scary, and I love it so much.
Oh.
And they have like red jelly, so when you cut it,
that's traumatizing.
Listeners, please write in. I had never heard of this until like 2 years ago. I think in Europe it's popular, but I know like super producer Andrew, who used to produce this show, he knew about it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. So it's a thing.
Interesting.
Look it up.
I'm going to have to look it up. There's a lamb pie in Italy, but I think that's legit lamb.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's like the shepherd's pie with lamb.
You're right. Seafood is in Sweden. That sounds like a way to go with a cured salmon. Yeah. Pickled herring. Give me some. Looks like Paraguay does chipa, which is a cheese bread. I like cheese and bread. It's made from a yuca starch, which again, that sounds interesting. Easter lamb, Easter bunny is Germany. It's also marble cake in the form of an animal. So this must be it. Easter cake.
Yeah.
Easter lamb or Easter bunny, traditional sweets in Easter in Germany. And it's a marble cake in the form of an animal. So Germans, let me know. Send us a picture.
So good. It's so good.
That's interesting. But yeah, I thought that was interesting because I don't think about it. I just thought about it because it's coming up very quickly. And my partner and I were like, what are we going to do? We're going to go to the family's house. What are we doing? It's kind of chaotic. It feels like very chaotic. Like holidays don't exist. And I think a part of that for us in that like we do it with family. So without children, we think of it even less because we don't have to do the prep stuff. Like, did I see a cute Reese's Easter bunny? Yes. Did I buy it for my partner who loves Reese's? Yes. Like that, that's a yes. Like I'll do things like that, but that's the end because I went to the grocery store and saw it. But I don't think I think about the holidays like that as much because there's no prep around. Like there's so many things that I've had where it feels very nostalgic right now because of like the food specifically. And I've talked about the power of food before. I think I've talked about my hodgepodge, but like the craving is what's like, huh, can't believe my preference for a good meal is boxed macaroni and cheese, canned green beans, and frozen cream corn as a mixture. And I'm joyfully, gleefully eating this. And like I present it to my partner as if I cooked a giant meal. They're like, there you go. Enjoy my freshly prepared box meal.
Hey.
He got fed, so.
It's delicious, I'm sure.
And with Publix fried chicken. That fried chicken's good, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
That's the thing. That's what we were saying when we were talking about it is there's a reason why that during the pandemic, like, sales of mac and cheese went through the roof. Like there's, when you grow up with something that's comforting and kind of simple, but like very salty and flavorful and filling, it just, to me, makes so much sense that you have these strong cravings for it. When you have it, you're like, even if you're not thinking of a specific memory, you're kind of transported a little bit back to, oh yeah, I remember when I had that.
There's this feeling of safety.
Mm-hmm.
With it. And if you can find the moment of safety, and when, especially when you come from chaos, that the having those homey moments, it's very important to you. And again, like, it also brings back to like the aging and being an adult and being allowed to do this. I'm like, yeah, this is how I'm going to do it. Watch me. Like, there's some satisfaction in doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, thanks for going down my food journey. I'm probably going to go downstairs in a minute and eat the rest of it.
You should. I support this. I support this. And I really hope, I love hearing about people's foods and traditions. And so I really hope, listeners, if you have any, whether they be holiday related or just something your family did, I would love to hear them for sure. Absolutely. And if you did a lamb cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Samantha, for sharing that with us. And listeners, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.